dog stay?
I don't know how.
Rough, rough.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
That was Walkin' the Dog, Cross Pulse Percussion Ensemble, off of I Like Everything About You, Yes I Do. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, here with a lot of great people on Zoom and in person at the Outpost Performance Space. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us?
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Yellow, it's Haley.
Hi, it's the Orphan.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hello, this is Cade.
Hi, it's Joe.
Well, everyone, I'm so glad that you are here today. We're going to learn about Read to the Dogs. Have any of you ever gone to the library and read to the dogs?
Yeah, so there's like normally this room, they'll have like 3 to 5 dogs and there'll be like a shelf of picture books and you can take a book off and read it. Half the time you don't know if they're awake or not.
The great thing about reading to dogs and not to people is that it doesn't matter if you mess up like any of the words.
Yeah, dogs are pretty non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems like because you have to slow down so much in reading, you see and hear different parts of a story because you're hearing how the author meant for the words to sound out loud.
I also think it can just be really helpful to read out loud in general. For some people who have a harder time with reading or for people who have dyslexia, I think it's a really important thing to be able to do that and to slow down and to really absorb the impact of what you're reading.
Yeah, I like thinking of it that way.
So every Tuesday we have chapel at my school, and last week we had like a people of dogs come and it was so fun. And like they said some stories that were like, it really helped kids. Like the kid had never like really talked or read out loud before, and then like he just started talking and it was cool. So
wow. Yeah, it's freeing. I think part of that is that the dogs are just so chill and cute and furry. And we have dogs right now at the Outpost Performance Space. You can see pictures of our guests, Trace and Gimbal, along with their human companions, Amy, Nicole, and Jody. We're going to talk more with them coming up. Plus, we have more info on Read to the Dogs than you've ever known before. We're going to learn the science of why reading to dogs works. You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Let's all take a look in the pages of a book. You never know what you might see when you start to read. Facts and fiction and history, fantasy, humor and mystery. The fun is never knowing where you're going to be when you start to read. Reading in your house or reading at school, reading in a rowboat in the middle of a pool, reading in the sunshine, reading in the rain, reading in the middle of a hurricane. Boy, this is a real page-turner. Let's go for a ride, to the future we may glide, never knowing what we'll see when we start to read. Kings and queens and foreign shores, knights and dragons and so much more. You make a face-to-face with a dinosaur when you start to read. Reading in the shower, reading in the tub, reading with your pet fish, glub, glub, glub. Reading when you're walking, reading while you jog, read your favorite book to the family dog. Hey, it's no wonder some of these pages are a little dog-eared. Find a way to set aside some time today. Find a quiet place to be when you start to read. So much to learn if you just look. How to garden and how to cook. Who knew you could find all this in a book when you start to read? So grab your favorite story, then crawl in a nook when you start to read. Hey, here's a boy in green leotards and a guy with a hook when you start to read.
I met a man as I went walking. We got talking, man and I. Where are you going to, man? I said to the man as he went by.
Down to the village to get some bread. Will you come with me?
No, not I. I met a horse as I went walking. We got talking, horse and I. Where are you going to, horse, today? I said to the horse. He went by.
Down to the village to get some hay. Will you come with me?
No, not I. I met a woman as I went walking. We got talking, woman and I. Where are you going to, woman, so early? I said to the woman as she went by.
Down to the village to get some barley. Will you come with me?
No, not I. I met some rabbits just as I went walking, we got talking rabbits and I. Where are you going in your brown fur coats? I said to the rabbits as they went by.
Down to the village to get some oats. Will you come with us?
No, not I. I met a puppy as I went walking. We got talking puppy and I. Where are you going this nice fine day? I said to the puppy as he went by.
Up to the hills to roll and play.
I'll come with you, puppy, said I. I'll go with you, puppy, said I. I'll come with you, puppy and I.
That was Puppy and I, Stevie Q, off of his release, Wonder Why. And before that, Russ, When You Start to Read, is from Kindergarten Prep. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and with us today on the show are three people who participate in the Public Library of Albuquerque and Bernalillo Counties Read to the Dogs program. We have with us Amy Tandler and Trace, who is the cutest border collie ever. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
And we have Nicole Byers. She's a children's librarian here at the Public Library of Albuquerque and Bernalillo County. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And Gimbal is here with Jody Karp, who I assume you are the human companion of Gimbal. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Jody.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you.
What is Read to the Dogs?
So Read to the Dogs is a program for the library where we have registered therapy dogs come into the library and they are there for you to read to them.
Nice. So you don't have to have a chapter book or anything like that. It can just be any book.
It can be any book. If you wanted to read a chapter book, we just ask that you keep it to a few pages so that way the dogs can go home at some point.
I like that.
So who can read to the dogs?
So it is meant for anyone who wants to come. So you can be reading chapter books. You can be reading picture books. You can be learning how to read. It's encouraged for all ages, really anyone that just enjoys reading and would like the chance to practice reading out loud a little bit to a dog.
Does reading to the dogs help kids learn how to read?
I think it's essential to kids learning how to read because reading out loud is a special skill that every reader has to practice. And I think by practicing with a dog, it's just a much calmer environment than when you have to read out loud in front of classmates or a large group of peers, and it can be a little nerve-wracking.
And also, dogs don't correct you. If you make a mistake, dogs don't care.
Mm-mm.
I also think that a lot of our readers, when they're reading, have their hand on the dog and sort of pet the dog even when they're not thinking about it. And I think that helps them feel safe and calm when they read.
How do dogs calm people down?
Good question. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I know that, for one, dogs are a lot more sympathetic than other animals. Some of the things about dogs that people can really relate to is, unlike a lot of other animals, they also have face expressions just like us, and they can also release certain smells that communicate different signals to our brain, and simply the act of petting dogs, if you've noticed, is quite calming. But there's a lot of research that shows that people and dogs have a connection on a deeper level than what we probably think about in our everyday life.
I think you're right. And I think when you pet a dog, the neuroscientists have shown that you actually release a happy chemical in your brain that makes you feel really good. It's the same when you pet a cat, by the way. And it's probably the same when you pet a koala bear. And all of those happy chemicals help you associate reading with happiness. And that alone is incredibly valuable.
What training does it take for programs like Read to the Dogs?
So we go through different dog associations that are registered with the city of Albuquerque.
The dogs have to be trained and they have to be tested and they're certified as visiting therapy dogs. And so they have to be calm and they have to enjoy being around people and they have to know the basic commands. It's simple things because they have to be well behaved.
And I don't want to give away a really secret, but they also get a treat from the reader at the end. And so as soon as somebody closes the book, the dogs are on their feet saying, where's my treat?
It is so tempting. We have a stack of books here at the Outpost Performance Space, and it is so tempting to snap a book closed just to see if the dogs all run over. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about Read to the Dogs. It's a program that you can find in most libraries across the United States. And we have it here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we're with two volunteers, Amy and Jody, along with their dogs, Trace and Gimble. And we're with Nicole Beyer. She's a children's librarian with the Public Library, Albuquerque, Bernalillo County. We'll be right back.
Our dog Bernard lived in the backyard till one warm July day. When our dog Bernard, who lived in the backyard, decided to run away, he left a note taped to the front door. I'm tired of his life, he said.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate the diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org. One Community Auto supports the Children's Hour. They accept boats and anything with wheels, running or not. More at onecommunityauto.com/thechildrenshour. Hello, Children's Hour listeners. Did you know that every episode of the Children's Hour becomes a podcast, which you can hear at any time on your favorite podcast player? We also make learning guides and activities for every episode, and we have two full curriculum series for educators, A Brief History of the American Southwest for Kids and Communication Nation. Find it all at childrenshour.org.